after May Day, the invasion of America, day two. Amazing. I'm still stunned by what I witnessed yesterday, and the apathy of people watching their country being invaded. I guess it's a crazy world in which we live. Today being May the 2nd, Tuesday, Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our website address is republictradinggroup.com, or you can access it through rbnlive.com. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. We've had an offer for the past 2 days, quarter bag, half bag, full bag of junk silver, which we were selling at now 50 cents below spot. Congratulations to those of you who picked them up. You haven't even got them yet, and you're making all kinds of money. Quick check of what happened on Wall Street. Dow up 72 points at 11,415. Guys on Wall Street, I'm concerned about gold prices hitting $667, oil prices hitting almost $75 a barrel, or the fact that, well, there's a lot of tension in the air between the saber-rattling of the Bush administration and the power brokers in Iran, threatening Israel. It's a crazy world. What can I say? Quick check of how the metals ended up on Wall Street. Gold closed up in New York City, up $6.66 at $665.20. Had a low of $6.57, a high of $6.67. Another day when you can say hi-ho silver. And silver closed up 27 cents at $14.29, had a low of $13.88, a high of $14.33. Platinum closed up $9 at $1,179, it had a low of $1,157, a high of $1,184. As I always like to say, if those numbers seem rather high to you, you'll be hearing them again, except we'll be referring to gold. Palladium up a buck at $3.85, it had a low of $3.73, a high of $3.85. As I said, oil higher at one point, almost getting to that $75 range, ended up closing down a penny at $74.60. U.S. dollar, once again, under extreme pressure, falling by 22 basis points. Currently, in Asian trading, the march on metals continues. Gold up $4.10 at $669.30 the ounce. Silver up 11 cents at $14.40 the ounce. And just in case you were wondering, because I went there and I looked at the price of 1 ounce American Silver Eagles. Yep. $701.70 for a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle. If I'd have told you that a year ago, you would have accused me of taking narcotics like that other well-known talk show host. You'll have more when we return.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com. Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Tuesday. The financial markets, especially in the mining industry, went through all kinds of gyrations today, in large part by the announcement that Bolivia is planning to nationalize its oil and gas industry. Well, Bolivia also has a number of silver mines. Apex Silver Mines said late today that it believes the plunge in its stock price may be related to investor concern about Bolivia's plan to nationalize its key industries. Shares of Apex were down $3.50, or 17%, to $17.50 in afternoon trading on the American Stock Exchange. The Denver company said it was not aware of any plans by the Bolivian government to nationalize mining. The company pointed to a recent statement by the Bolivian Minister of Mines, said the mining policy does not contemplate nationalization. Well, you see, the socialists haven't figured it out. You see, American socialists are much smarter than their counterparts in South America. You see, because the world can now see what happens when a state nationalizes certain industries. It causes mayhem and share prices plunge, and people get very wiggy when governments nationalize certain industries. You see, because in America, they figured it out. Listen, we don't have to nationalize anything. All we got to do is just regulate it to death. And we've said this on many occasions, and fortunately, it was reaffirmed yesterday by our guest, Al Martin, that if the government makes more on a specific product than the people who manufacture, produce, and promote it, it is de facto government ownership of industry. The government today owns a big chunk of many industries because they litigate it to death, which is a reason, by and large, a lot of companies, not all, but a lot of companies who have left the shores of the United States based on the litigious society in which we live. You can explain many things: the high cost of insurance, the high cost of health care, no matter what it is, building costs, product costs, are all based on this litigious society in which we live. Not only do the trial lawyers want to get a part of the action, but obviously so do the politicians. And as I've often said as well, told to me by a former IRS agent, criminal division, worked there for 20 years until he got so fed up with the agency he decided to go into private practice. And he said to me, there's 48,000 pages of IRS rules and regulations. 800 of those pages pertain to the individual taxpayer. The balance of the rules and regulations in the IRS code are used to either punish or reward financial contributors to politicians. This is why politicians, the Congress can't figure out why they've got approval ratings that of a cadaver. Cadaver wasn't that a woman on a horse? But anyway, my point is simply this. Because here you have a situation that we are facing an economic collapse of epic proportion at some point in time. There's a complete disconnect going on out there. You've got a U.S. foreign policy that's out of control. This morning I was listening to they had a hearing. And it was carried on C-SPAN. And it was a hearing into the oil for food scandal at the United Nations and with Saddam Hussein. And one of the first people up to get grilled by the senators was Mr. Bolton, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. And he was definitely taken to task by a couple of the folks on the left side of the equation, Democrats, Kucinich, and I've forgotten who else was questioning him rather diligently about what he knew, when he knew it, about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction program. And he denied ever knowing anything about any reports that were to the contrary of whatever the Bush administration said, that Saddam had, he was trying to get yellow cake from Niger. He didn't know about this. He didn't know about a lot of stuff, which I find rather amazing, considering he was the guy in charge of U.S. arms control policy at the time, who was very familiar with the goings-on and was more than likely part and parcel of one of the people that helped send America's 19-year-olds to die in a godforsaken war 3,000 miles away. And they were talking about the effectiveness of sanctions. Now, let me tell you something. I've been on the other side of so-called sanctions, and it is a cop-out, which politicians use all the time. You see, politicians want to make statements about how they're going to punish certain bad regimes in the world by imposing economic sanctions on them. ultimately, whenever they impose sanctions, the only people that get hurt are the people. Change and persuade them to move on to a different philosophy are never hurt by any of these economic sanctions that are imposed. It's a scam. It's politicians use economic sanctions against countries like they get blue ribbon panels together to study base closings in America, because no politician has the cojones to stand up and say that I want to close a base in my district, because he knows he will get voted out of office if he says that. So rather they set up these blue ribbon commissions to make the decision to close a base so he can stand up at election time and say, I never closed the base, it was a blue ribbon panel. It's the same thing with sanctions. Sanctions don't work any way, shape, or form. And the people that sanctions are imposed with, they don't even pay any attention to it. It's nuts. You know, I was thinking, because I analyze stuff too much. I don't know if it's because I get old, whatever the case may be, but I analyze. I always try to find out the cause of something and go back to its origins, to its roots, and find out in order to give an explanation of how people think and what they say and their motivations. And I do it to myself on a consistent basis. And I went, where does this, because I have a hatred for politicians, especially, and I'll signal these politicians out, politicians who send 19-year-old kids to die in a conflict in order to push a political agenda and have never in their entire lives ever been on the other side of an angry piece of lead. Now, you see, these people in my book are worthless human beings. They have absolutely no integrity. They have no morals. And they should be punished severely for their actions. If it can be proven at some time in the future that they were motivated by greed and political ambition. And where did this hatred I have for these people come from? Well, I'll tell you a story. In the late 80s, I wasn't concerned with politics in America. I had other bigger things to worry about. 1985, I broke my neck, and I spent the next 7 years learning to walk and get back on my feet. So I wasn't really concerned about the world of politics. And during that time, I had a steel rods on my head and bolts in my neck. The first Iraq war was going on, and it amazed me. I can remember sitting to myself and go, you know, this is what wars come to. It's a video game now. Because that was the first Gulf War was. It was a video game. You didn't see any casualties. You didn't see anything related to what war was all about. And there was a disconnect with me. In 1992, I made my first trip to Washington, D.C., and I was your atypical tourist. I arrived on a flight later in the evening, and I checked into the hotel, and I got up bright and early the next morning, around 5 o'clock. It was October. It was dark outside, chilly. And as it started to get light, I headed out for my tourist trip of Washington, D.C. And to this day, I cannot explain how it happened, whether it was because of where the hotel was located, I've got no idea. But I ended up at the Vietnam War Memorial. And if you've been to the Vietnam War Memorial, from afar, it doesn't look like anything. But as you walk up to the memorial, you can see this big black granite wall rise up. And as you walk into it, you start walking down, elevated down. And at first you see the names on the wall. And as you walk further down, the names get higher and higher and higher and higher and higher, until at one point you're at the apex of this, and you are awed by the fact that there's 58,000 names. Made up of 19-year-old kids. 19-year-old kids. The enormity of the Vietnam War and the cost it strikes you right there and there. And yes, grown men weep openly. But it's more the emotion when you walk out of that place that strikes you. And that answers one of the questions why I hate politicians.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome, my friends. Yes, I'm still mad as hell. I get mad as hell all the time when I think about 19-year-old kids sent to further a political ambition, especially by people who have no concept of what war is about, none whatsoever. And there's no question, as I walked out of that Vietnam memorial, I had absolutely no desire to do any more tourist things in Washington, D.C. I left soon afterwards. I had no desire to go through the hallowed halls of Congress or go to the Smithsonian Institute. It affected me. There's no question it affected me. You see, because, and for those who've never served, it's a hard thing to try and comprehend, but there's a band of brothers, and it doesn't matter where you served in the planet. It's just your recollections of going to a war and then finding out many years after the fact that it was all based on a lie. And every wars that have ever been fought are all by and large based on lies. And what it did is it resurrected the demons that I had suppressed for many years, even unconsciously, not knowing I'd suppressed them. I didn't even buy into PSD. I never bought into that, but it's a reality. There are 80,000 Vietnam vets out there that are still fighting the Vietnam War. That's why I say the casualty rate from this war is not the 2,600 dead U.S. service personnel, or the 20,000 wounded. It's 130,000 kids are going to be scarred for life. Because it never leaves you. It's always there. Certain things you can put it in the back of your minds, but certain sounds or smells, just everyday things, all of a sudden will take you back there. And some people can handle it, and some people can't handle it. And so when I was watching this John Bolton, the UN ambassador, here's a guy who's never fired a single shot. He's never launched a missile. He hasn't tortured or killed any prisoners. He hasn't kidnapped or beheaded civilians or planted bombs along roadsides in mosques or marketplaces. Yet every single atrocity of that war on both sides, and every single death caused by war, and every act of religious repression that has happened is a direct result of the decisions that this man made and a lot of others. They have the blood on their hands. You know, talking about sanctions, we'll leave that for a little while. Maybe we'll get to it in a bit. But in the meantime, we have a caller, and I'm not paying attention to my screen, which is always a problem I have with modern technology. Anyway, let's go to Alan in Texas. Hey, Alan.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm glad you're bringing up your disgust of politicians. You know, that's something I bring up to people all the time. I can't think of a more low-life profession for somebody to choose. Recently, I was talking to a person here who was running for a city council position, and they were explaining to me how they were ambitious. And I said, you know, that scares me when you say you're ambitious as a politician, because that means you're generally wanting to be ambitious with my wallet.
Sure.
And, you know, I think this is... Unfortunately, this type of thinking over the years has become skewed. Politicians should be distrusted.
Oh,
and I
absolutely.
Go back to what Jefferson said about it. You know, he says, speak to me not of confidence in men, but bind them down by the chains of the Constitution. We don't look at it that way anymore. The bulk of people don't. They want to trust these people.
Well, look what that trust got you yesterday.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I mean, because the politicians in Washington D.C. weren't thinking of that this was an invasion on national television. This was an invasion of America. People just go, no, it wasn't. These were just poor, oppressed people trying to come on. Please give me a break. This is cultural Marxism at its finest. This was an invasion of American culture. They were making demands. Illegal immigrants in America making demands on the U.S. government to change its policy. And you know the sad thing is, these politicians will change the policy.
Yes.
You want to hang on, Alan? We'll
sure.
Take a short break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.